It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
We are so glad that you are hanging out with us. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. My name, I'm Joe. Hello, McKenzie.
Hello. What's going on? It's McKenzie. Congratulations. You have made it to Friday.
Yay!
The weekend is upon us. Praise baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Testify. We also got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree, and you. Hit us up, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. It's Joe and McKenzie. All right, gang. How is everybody doing this fine, fine day?
Well, I'm finally healed from my food poisoning earlier this week from Los Angeles. So
nice.
That feels amazing. Kind of back to normal. Had a great workout at F3 Fit Flex Fly with my awesome trainer, Tyler, yesterday. Ran some errands. Picked up Lucy. We got a present. She has a little slumber party tonight, which is fun with her little friends. And then I went to this really cool new place. It's called Savor. I went to a really nice restaurant last night with my mom. So it was like three generations, my mom and my little girl. And it was delicious.
Hold
I
on
love
a
when
second.
You try a new place and it's great.
You said Savor?
Savor.
So they got like a really good like discount price because now you're talking my style. Savor.
Oh, it's really good. We had like meatball appetizer. Lou went with the tortellini. I got like a salmon dish. Everyone's food, it's going to succeed. It just opened a week ago, but I said it's going to succeed because the food is so great. So did that, and then we had to pack up and spend the night again at my parents' house because her babysitter is still down south. So, yeah, it was good. I'm excited for the weekend. It's been a long week, even though I was gone on Monday. I still have laundry everywhere. I just need to, like, organize. How about you guys?
I tried my best. I hung out with my little bro, Michael, yesterday.
Oh, what'd you guys end up doing?
Well, it was kind of like a belated birthday present. So we went to Texas Roadhouse. That dude loves to eat those rolls and the cinnamon butter. So, no, I'm not kidding. I had two, which I probably shouldn't even have had those, but I had two. The dude had three baskets by himself. He's not even like 110 pounds of it. He's like a little bean bowl.
Lucy can put down like an entire sub from Subway.
That is so amazing.
Growing children.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just impressed. That's all I'm saying.
It's cute because she's getting into like her skincare now. So we're like, she's doing her, she does her little face wash and her little moisturizer.
Cute.
And it's just so interesting when they start grows up. All grows up.
And then this is where it got like kind of crappy. It got dark and it was like 5:30 and I'm like, well, what the heck are we going to do? Because we wanted to go play laser tag, but I called the place before we went there. Like, yeah, you'd be the only people here. So I'm like, I'm not going to play laser tag, him versus me. So that plan got canceled. I'm like, we'll have to go on a weekend, bud. We'll have to go do that again. And then I wanted to go out and shoot some hoops because he's really into basketball, but like couldn't find a basketball court. And it was getting dark. So we eventually like went back to my place. He likes my dog. So we hung out, did that. And we played some games. Just kind of not exactly what I was planning on doing, but I just felt bad because I really wanted to go out and do some of those activities, but it all kind of just fell apart. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I'm sure he had a great time.
No, he did. Then I had to get my workout in. I was supposed to do that earlier on my own, but I didn't. So I went at like 10 o'clock last night and got in like a little bit of a workout. And I'm a little tired, but like it's Friday, so I'll be okay. But boy, I'm glad I got it in at least, but way too late. I wish I would have done it like 1 o'clock. What about you, Liv? How was your day yesterday?
My day was good. I feel like there was a lot going on. I had two cycle bar classes, which I'm not going to lie, I was dreading so much. Like, I napped for about, I would say, 45 minutes, and I was absolutely knocked out. Like, had the most vivid dreams. I also had a really scary dream, but I woke up, and I had my cycle bar class, and I was really dreading it. I had to teach back-to-back. I was just so tired, felt so depleted. had two of the best classes of my life.
Oh, great.
Like, the energy was so great. My first class, like, there were so many people there. It was just, the energy was amazing. It was just such a good class. It went by in a flash. Like, it went by so quickly. And then the second class was a little bit smaller, just because the later classes always are. But the energy was still amazing. And just seeing people, like, truly give it their all and truly push themselves is just like such a rewarding thing to watch.
I can't wait to get back in there, because remember when I was having a really tough day?
Yes.
That's the last class that I went to Liv's class, and I was like, I was just having a rough day, and I just like sweat through it. I felt like a new woman leaving.
Yes.
Like, even when you're tired, you're depleted, maybe you've had, you know, things have been crazy for you.
Exactly.
And then you just feel like, yes!
You just, like, release it all in that room. I swear something magical happens. But anyways, I wanted to give a shout out to Alicia. She is a rider. She's turning 63 years old.
Wow.
Coming up. But she did both classes with me, back to back.
Whoa,
so she
awesome.
Did the first class, and she stuck through the second class, and she did amazing. And I just love her so much. Her energy is just so good. And she honestly motivates me. So shout out to her. Also, last night I was laying in bed before sleep and my stomach started to feel a little crazy. And Mackenzie, I got so scared that your stomach wasn't food poisoning and it was a stomach bug.
Oh.
And I got so scared that I
caught
it.
My friends were asking me that. They're like, do you think you caught a bug? But
I've
had food poisoning. It was food poisoning.
Yeah, now I feel fine. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my day.
Chops.
Yes.
I have an idea about how your day was, but I'm going to roll the dice. Even if I'm wrong, it'll be worth it.
Yes, I did go to Family Feud Trivia last night, but my team lost.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we lost bad.
Like, what? Well, hold on. Like, what's bad?
I didn't even keep track of what place, but just bad.
Oh, dang.
Dude.
So does that affect your mood?
Not,
like, do you get actually mad, or is it just all fun and games?
Comes into the studio flipping stuff over.
It's definitely,
what are you happy about?
It's definitely all fun and games.
Oh,
like,
good,
some questions
good.
I don't even answer. Just let the team answer, because I'm having fun. But here, I want to ask you a couple that we got wrong.
Ooh.
Name something you wear multiple times before washing.
Denim?
Sunglasses.
Well, definitely jeans. You're supposed to. I'm going to go with jeans. That's just the first thing that came to my mind.
That's what we put. That was the number two answer. Number one was coat.
That's
you,
a great,
you
yeah,
wash
that's
your sunglasses
true.
Like in the washing machine?
Like, wash them when they get, you know, like stuff on the lenses.
Gotcha.
She's like, yeah,
okay,
I use Tide.
That was
hello.
Kind of an outside of the box answer. Yeah. I should probably just stay more basic.
She's like, wait, nobody said that?
Besides animals, what is something you would find on a farm?
Hey.
That was my answer.
Mackenzie, you give a guess.
Farmers.
On a farm, I would say vegetables.
That was the number one answer. Crops.
Yeah!
Right?
Yeah!
Other answer would be closeted men.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Just kidding.
Tractor and barn was the two and three answer. All right, last one. Name something a backseat driver might yell at their driver.
Slow down! Brake!
Pull over, I'm hungry. No, they probably yell, oh, turn. Like, turn here. You missed a turn.
All right, so that's actually what we put was directions, because someone told us to. Wasn't even on the board. Slow down was the number one answer.
Ooh, that's right.
And stop was the number two answer.
Yes!
So yeah, you guys. Oh, wait, last one.
Okay,
there's one more good one. What's a question you ask someone about their newborn baby?
He or she.
What size?
Was that an accident?
Wow, no, you don't ask that, man. That's bad. One of you got it right.
Who's the dad?
Gender.
That's right.
So, Family
Feud is my game. If I went on any show, it would be Family Feud, and I would dominate.
I don't think it's appropriate to ask what the baby's gender is, but that's just me. No,
when I don't know, I go, instead of like, oh, she's so cute, or he's so cute, I'm like, oh, how old? And usually they think she's, but, or he's.
Or they're like, they. The little baby.
True. Then I get stuck.
Hey, well, maybe we'll get some Family Feud on the show soon. But we have to get to something before that, and that's the tea. What's coming up, Mackenzie?
OMG. You won't believe the noises Julianne Hough was making. Tell you why. And Wendy Williams is addressing Fartgate.
Okay.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
You ready for this? It's tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift. Cannot wait for this. She has a new Netflix documentary. It's called Miss Americana, and it's about to drop.
Throughout my whole career, label executives would just say, a nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people. A nice girl smiles and waves and says thank you. I became the person everyone wanted me to be. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system, toss it out, and reject it. I need to be on the right side of history.
Taylor Swift broke her silence on politics.
She's using her voice in a whole new way.
I feel really good about not feeling muzzled anymore, and it was my own doing.
I cannot wait for it. We are here for this. January 31st. Mark your calendar. That'll premiere in select theaters and over on Netflix. Well, Brad Pitt reacting to the hoopla from his infamous reunion with Jennifer Aniston at the SAGs.
I don't know. I'm blissfully naive, and I'm going to stay that way.
Okay, you haven't been on the internet at all?
Nope.
Nope.
Lies.
And then,
those are lies.
He was also asked, hey, do you have an Oscars date yet?
No, I don't have a date.
Would everyone's mind just be blown if he took Jen to the Oscars? That would be the best.
You too. You and Liv get so giddy about this.
They're a perfect couple. They are.
I hope it happens for you two to be happy.
See, when they broke up, I was still pretty young, so I don't think I it didn't affect me too much, but just hearing about it over the years, I need to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together. I need to live in a world where they are together.
They were just so cute. I think they broke up about the same time I think Nick and Jessica did from Newlyweds, yes. Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey. And I was like, oh no, there is no love. But what a wonderful big woman, Jen Aniston, putting all the Angelina stuff aside and being like, Brad. So I feel like there's a genuine love there. I'd like to see that. Well, Julianne Hough, you have to hear this. Okay, so here's the deal. She's in Switzerland, and she's on this table. She's at this summit, and an energy specialist is like roaming, putting his hands over her and kind of like doing energy work. And this is what went down.
That's not real. There's no, hold on. Let me hear that.
Give
again.
It to us again.
Putting your hand over you.
I'll have what she's having.
No kidding.
So that's saying. Julian. So she's moaning, squirming all over the place. His name is Dr. Amaral, and his hands are just hovering over her. Now, I've done energy work, did not unfortunately have that kind of reaction.
Did Pork Chop, he got you a really nice purple crystal. Like, did you take it home and you're like...
I wish. It wasn't that impactful yet, but who knows. But I know I've actually had a gal do Reiki on me before, and it was weird. She placed her hands over my face and was doing something. My eyes were closed, and I thought she was sprinkling like something on me, and I was like, oh, great. I'm going to have to redo my makeup, and it was nothing. It was like magnetic. I felt little like pricks, like sprinkles. So there is something to be said about energy work if you want to try it. Also, something to be said about Fartgate. If you're like, what? Okay, here's Wendy Williams saying she did not pass gas on her show.
I don't lean over like this to release a fart. I'm leaning over like this because it's comfortable. I have never farted once on this show. As a matter of fact, I barely fart. You know why? Gas gets released several different ways, and mine is belching because all I do is talk. By the sound of that fart, I would have had to go change my costume. I would have left a mark in the seat. I wouldn't even save the costume. I would have thrown it away.
Wow. Okay, what's she referring to? This video that has gone viral.
You can't just slap people on the booty. Of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean... You're lucky you only got battery.
Oh,
what
no.
What if he filed
no.
for sexual assault?
No. That right there is proof that Wendy Williams tooted.
Do you want to hear that one more time?
Yeah.
The fire. Let's decide. Was that? Now they're saying, oh, it was something going on in the background. Oh, that was not passing gas.
You can't just slap people on the booty. Of course, he probably knows
Wait
it's not
it.
Right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man.
Here comes.
But you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean... You're lucky you only got battery. What if he filed for sexual assault?
I did raise the audio a little bit so you could hear it. But who on the show do you think? Do you think any of us have farted during our show?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
So I do every day.
I know, yeah.
I was going to say, I almost vomited last week with one of them.
Okay, I had dairy last week.
I know, but you have to leave the room.
Someone has, because we're in really close quarters, and then it's like torture for everyone else
in
here.
But sometimes they don't smell.
Every time they smell. I'm
like,
just telling
you. That's what you think.
Well, wait, Mackenzie and I are looking at each other like, oh, are you going to vomit? Yeah, I'm going to vomit. Okay, let's vomit on three.
And then I make it worse because I spritz my perfume, and then it's a mix of that bad odor.
It's like an old lady fart.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
What do you need?
I was going to say, I just need to get my stomach under control.
Yeah, we need to get you a stomach transplant. We'll see if we can get you on a list. What is coming up in the tea, Liv? I'm sorry, I'm a dummy. The Liv Sports Minute, that was the tea.
Liv Sports Minute. There is so much going on. We are talking brawls, not just Conor McGregor's kind of upsetting UFC fight, but college basketball. We are also talking about a legend retiring. That's all coming up next.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Liv Sports Minute.
There is a lot to digest this week. So obviously the Kansas State brawl happened. We all saw clips of this, yes?
Yeah, so, insane.
Yes, I low-key love when this happens, which I know is like really frowned upon. But Tuesday night, the rivalry continued in full force. So the teams were playing each other. The game was basically over. There was less than a minute left, and Kansas was leading by 20-plus points. So Kansas was bringing up the ball, and a Kansas State player decided to steal the ball from him, which was totally unnecessary. I mean, they were losing. There was less than a minute left. Then a Kansas player goes and blocks the ball, DeSosa, which was also very unnecessary. Less than a minute left, and there was like no chance of Kansas State winning. Anyways, this started an altercation. And the Kansas player was standing over the Kansas State player saying some stuff. And then that's when Kansas State players first threw the first punches. So the working together, the Big 12 office, their conference, and Kansas State agreed upon suspending the players involved in the fight. So popular belief, leaving the bench for a fight is actually like not a cause for suspension. So DeSosa was suspended for 12 games, Love for 8 games, Antonio Gordo for 3 games, and McCormick for 2 games. So those are the only people with suspension. So there was only 4. Even though the brawl looked like it was both teams just completely going at it, they really dissected the clips, and those were really the only people that were involved in an actual fight. And not just leaving the bench and running towards it.
I'm surprised to hear that not more people were.
Yeah, only 4. So everyone else was reprimanded, but they weren't suspended. So LeBron and Giannis were voted as captains for the NBA All-Star Games as NBA All-Star starters are being announced, which is really not that big of a surprise. And going and staying in basketball, Zion Williamson had his NBA debut. So this is the most anticipated NBA debut since LeBron James 17 years ago. Watching the game was like watching history. So he has had an injury. He had knee surgery in October, and he's been out ever since then. So not a lot of people actually had a lot of expectations just because he has been so injured, and he's gained some weight. That was very obvious.
I heard that from some people. It's like he looked a lot bigger.
He looked thick. But so there wasn't a lot to expect. I wasn't super blown away in the first quarter, but he was only playing a couple minutes at a time. Then in the fourth quarter, he scored 17 consecutive points in 3 minutes.
Dang.
He scored 4 3-pointers within that time, and the rest were layups. He looked absolutely electric. He got taken out with 5 minutes left on the clock. He was super upset, obviously, about being taken out, but he knows why. They're still watching his knee and looking out from him. I mean, I was super blown away in that fourth quarter. Everyone was talking about it. he's going to be an absolute monster. Like, we are talking LeBron James caliber here. So very, very exciting. The 15-year-old American Coco Gauff is in the last 16 people in the Australian Open. So this is very exciting. She's American. She's 15 years old.
15. Wow.
15. And she had an upset win over the reigning champ, Naomi Osaka. So very exciting. If you're going to watch any tennis, cheer on Coco Gauff. Serena Williams has already been knocked out. And this is kind of funny and kind of cute. Rafael Nadal accidentally hit a young ball girl in the face during the Australian Open, which, yes, like, really hurt. But she took it like an absolute champ. He gave her a huge apology, kissed her on the cheek, and gave her her headband, like, right when it happened. And the like crowd was cheering for her. It was actually like a kind of sweet moment. And Antonio Brown, this is big news. Did you hear about this?
I heard he's crazy.
So he had a warrant for his arrest after Tuesday. Apparently him and his trainer attacked a truck driver. And so there was a warrant out for his arrest last night. Apparently, he turned himself into a Florida jail.
And we have the 911 call coming up in the tea.
Yes. So extreme. I mean, this is not very surprising. It's Antonio Brown, but his trainer was actually arrested on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, Antonio Brown, when they came to his house, he ran in, locked all the doors, was not complying with the police at all. But finally, they got a hold of his lawyer. And they were able to kind of like talk him down, calm him down. And that's when he turned himself in last night. Staying on football.
Why is he the hot mess express like always?
He's just crazy. I think when someone is that big of a star, when you have that caliber of talent, when people have been putting up with your BS for years and years and years, I mean, throughout college, throughout your entire NFL career, you go crazy. You lose a sense of reality. Like, he has lost all sense of reality.
Well, the obvious answer both of you missed is that he was on the cover of Madden. It's the Madden curse.
Honestly, truly. Eli Manning is expected to hold a press conference today to announce his retirement. So I figured this would be coming soon. I thought he was actually going to like stay as a backup quarterback for a couple more years. So this was his first year not being a starter. He has played for 16 seasons. He's a two-time Super Bowl MVP, a Super Bowl winner, four-time Pro Bowler. He has the seventh highest passing yards of all time, the seventh highest passing touchdowns of all time. I mean, he's an absolute legend. I think he should have kind of hung up his cleats a while ago, maybe 3 years ago. But I'm very excited for this press conference. I think he will definitely get emotional. And I mean, it's an end of the Manning era. So very interesting to see.
I love it. Live Sports Minute. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Perfect thing coming out. If you do social media as far as dating like Tinder, if you're worried about something happening, they are trying to help you out and alleviate that. And terrible timing for my diet, Chops. I know you and I would probably love this. Taco Bell just announced something brand new. And to me, sounds really delicious. But instead, I'll have my jasmine rice and broccoli. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Health officials in Texas are investigating a suspected case of the coronavirus in a person who recently traveled to the Chinese city where the disease originated. So far, one case of the virus, it's been confirmed in the U.S. It was a 30-year-old man from Washington. He was diagnosed on Monday. We told you about that. Now, at least 16 people in the state came in contact with that guy, and they're being monitored. Health officials are also investigating another potential case involving a passenger who flew from L.A., to L.A. from Mexico City on Wednesday.
No!
It's everywhere, Mackenzie.
This is so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of creepy, sometimes people on Tinder can be a little weird. They're adding a panic button to let users discreetly call for the emergency service if they feel they are in danger. Now, if a person triggers the alarm, the app will ask them to submit a code. If they don't, a dispatcher will send them a text. If that goes unanswered, authorities will be alerted. Users will also now be able to submit details of their upcoming dates, including the time and location, so they'll have an idea at least of where you were supposed to be. I mean, if some crazy person kidnaps you, that's not going to work, but I think it's pretty smart. That's a good idea. You should obviously tell your friends, too. Like, do you tell your girlfriends when you're going out? If you went on a date?
And I mean, come on, ladies. Let's be really smart. Stop getting in cars with dudes that you don't know. Like, if I meet someone, it's in a very public place, and I meet them there, and it's just, you don't be like, oh, yeah, pick me up and kidnap me.
My friend almost went on a date and had the guy pick her up that she met on Tinder. And I'm like, girlfriend, like, you are an adult. You should know better. Don't do that. Like, drive and meet him at a very public restaurant. Do not get in his car when you never met him before.
Exactly, because you never know.
I totally see where you two are coming from, but I guess like nowadays it'd be different because I'm out of the dating game. But I remember like back in the day, like as a guy, you'd always pick up a woman. The thought of saying, oh, meet me there would be like, how dare you? You're a gentleman. Pick me up. But things have changed.
It's different. If you were like, oh, hey, Kins, go out with my friend, Bill. And then, you know, I feel like if you know that person or that person has someone to vouch for, but if it is a complete stranger, no.
Go with my buddy Garrett. He's on Grindr. Well, he was, at least.
I'd be like, huh?
What? Okay. What? There is now a service you might want to take advantage of. And what does it do? It erases your ex out of your pictures. Oh, my gosh. We all need this. A woman on Twitter posted this, and she is going to be able to edit out pictures of your ex for just $10 a photo. And I guess her work's really good. Like, people have been resharing and retweeting it. She actually has been so popular that she had to put it up to 15. But if there's a great photo you have, and there's just one person, like, their ugly face that you never want to see again, I say that's worth $50.
Do you guys, what are your thoughts on if you do break up or something ends, do you take down all their pictures or leave it?
I think it's a per person case. Like, if it really emotionally, like me, I'm very sensitive, I might have to take them down. But then again, like, I don't know, memories are memories.
But is it petty? Because I can sometimes think it like tacky when someone's like deletes their entire existence. But if they did them dirty, I certainly understand.
That's exactly how I feel. Like, sometimes it's very petty, and I've done it one time, deleted pictures of an ex, and I wanted to be petty. Like, I wanted it to hurt him because I was so mad in the moment, and I don't know what came over me. I've never felt like this after a breakup. I got so angry and so mad. I went through my Twitter. I was like, delete. I deleted it so quickly, and my friends were like, bro, you could have just archived them.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to delete
sometimes
them. And then
you need
now
to
I'm
make
like, shoot,
a
now
statement.
I feel bad.
I do the same thing. Like, certainly I could have muted someone. I'd just not seen their stuff. No, I wanted to make a statement, unfollow. Yeah.
Dang. And how does Porkchop feel about the unfollow?
He's still not talking to me.
Okay, well, hopefully we can work through that. I thought this was Liv the Web Girl at first when I saw the photo. A 17-year-old girl in India broke her own Guinness World Record for having the longest hair on a teenager. Her hair, 75 inches long. It's just over 6 feet.
We call that teepee hair.
Oh, my gosh. Now, check this out. She washes it once a week and says it takes up to half an hour to dry and about an hour to comb.
Wait, that's short.
And
a half an hour to dry? It takes me like half an hour to dry my hair.
It's probably so thin because it's so long, right?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of hair product she uses, lady. I don't know the volume and the thickness of her hair. It looks like it's kind of like black and thin.
I would say at least an hour. There's no way she gets all that dry, like perfectly.
Well, maybe she's got a whole team of people helping her out. You towel, I'll towel. All right, we towel together. Guess what her nickname is?
Rapunzel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And finally, Porkchop, I think you and I are the only one that might be interested in this. Taco Bell just announced they're going to be debuting buffalo chicken nacho fries, which are fries with buffalo sauce, chicken, cheese, and sour cream on top of it. You can also get those in a burrito. The question is more like, why not?
You know, other countries are like, fat Americans. Because we just keep churning out junk.
The French might say that, but other people are like, America, hell yeah. All right, I just want them to bring back the Doritos Locos Taco, like the Cool Ranch one. That was so delicious.
That's why we're obese.
Apparently you've never had one, because you would not be saying that right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out, joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, the song of the day. Song of the day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Get ready to vote. Song is the word you'll text, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Today's category, songs mentioning booty. All right, I like that. Sitting on my booty right now. Let's kick it off this morning with probably the winner. At least that's how confident I feel about it. And this song right here is also a throwback. It involves something that you need to have on your kitchen table to have flavor in your food. And ladies, I like it when you shake it. Talking about the Yin Yang Twins, Salt Shaker. On the floor wide open, eat so much they call up in the ocean. Oh, like an 18-wheeler. That fine, but
killer. Leaking, she's soaking wet. She's leaking, soaking wet. Shake it like a salt shaker. Shake it like a salt shaker. Shake it like a salt shaker. Shake it like a salt shaker.
That is a jam right there.
That makes me cold, naked, soaking wet.
What? Oh my gosh, okay. If it has that same effect on you, then you might want to vote for it. Grab your phone right now and text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and I am option A. That's who you'd want to vote for if you want to hear that song. What about you, Mackenzie?
Well, I went with a classic. I mean, how can you not choose this one when you're talking booty? A little Bubba Sparks, Miss New Booty.
Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere. Rockin' everywhere. Rockin' everywhere. Found you. Miss New Booty, get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it and see what it does.
Get it right, get it tight, baby. Vote for me. I haven't won this year, so I'd really appreciate the Vic today. 52140 is the number to text the word song. Vote for B.
Let's move on to Live the Web Girl. What is your song?
Okay.
Mentioning booty.
So this was really hard for me because there's so many and I like them all and I loved all of y'all's choices. But I went with one that is an absolute banger. It's one of my favorites. It's a Wiz Khalifa classic, if you ask me, and that is Ass Drop.
Do it for real. Do it for a boss. Do something for a boss. Do something for real. Don't do something for a boss. Do something for a boss. Do something. Got it.
Never heard of it.
Well, I love it. And if you love it too, you can vote for me. Text SONG to 52140 and vote C. I can't believe you've actually never heard of that song. Seriously?
For real. I love me some Wiz Khalifa, but I've never heard of that song.
Oh my gosh. That was like a huge, huge song when I was in college.
Pork Chop, don't roll your eyes at Liv. She needs the votes.
You guys have seriously never heard of it?
I've heard it, but like, it's, I don't. I wouldn't have been able to quote lyrics or anything.
I'm sure it'll win today. Don't worry. Producer Porkchop, what do you have for song of the day?
So my song came out in 2000, and I was in sixth grade.
He was in college then.
No, sixth grade, and it's funny because I went to a private, like, Christian school.
What happened?
So when this song came out, like, me and all my friends in sixth grade were singing it, and, like, all the teachers and all the parents were so upset, but it's okay, it's not that bad. It's Thong Song by Cisco.
I think I'm singing again. She had dumps like a thighs like what, all night long.
Man, whatever happened to Cisco and that silver hair?
Oof, who knows?
I don't know.
I don't even know what he looks like.
It always makes me think they tried to get me to do a thong contest. Like,
oh my God.
Why?
Good thing you didn't.
Thank God I didn't. That video, that would haunt me forever.
Oh my gosh. Or you'd live in infamy forever. It'd
I mean,
be
what
amazing.
Do you get if you win? Water splashed on you? Yay.
No, money and fame and glory.
But that brings me back, Chops.
Once again, if I could live in Mackenzie's body, the things I would do. Let's recap the songs that you could vote for. You could vote for myself, Joe. I went with Salt Shaker by the Ying Yang Twins. Mackenzie went with Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks. Liv went with Ass Drop by Wiz Khalifa. And the Thong from Porkchop.
I have to say, I feel bullied by you guys.
Oh, really?
You guys are being so mean about my song choice. Let me just enjoy it, okay?
Okay. Well, you did. I think that's all you're going to get. But we'll see. You decide right now. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll find out who wins coming up next. Wow, things are getting a little tense around here. It's Joe McKenzie, Song of the Day. The results are being calculated right now. Let's do a recap. The category today was songs mentioning booty. We had Mackenzie. Well, we'll wait for her. Let me go with mine first. My song, probably going to win today. It was a good one. The Ying Yang Twins, they have a lot of good songs about booty, but this one was called Salt Shaker.
Shake it like a 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 salt shaker.
Yeah. Now, we did have Mackenzie in there with a good one. It's called Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks.
Booty,
Hey, I got to give a shout out to Alex, to Emily, and to the two other awesome ladies that called in. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for your vote. Maybe I will win for the first time in 2020 because of you.
And I want to give you a shout out, too, for calling in and saying, look, I like Joe's song better, but I want Mackenzie to win. So we're still
only
giving.
Only one person said that.
I know, but if we're going to count it for a vote for you, let's just be factual that they liked my song better.
But they don't really like you, so I got the vote. Yeah!
This is so contentious.
I think it was more of like a pity thing. Not that they don't like me. I mean, they could like us both. We should probably move on, Chops. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't even looked at the votes yet, so.
Okay. Then, moving on down the line, somebody which probably got no votes today. I mean, we love her. God, we do. But Liv the Web Girl went with Wiz Khalifa. Astrop.
Hey.
Got it. Bet. Got it. Shake.
Yeah.
I like my song, and that's all that matters. I'm not going to let your all's bullying have any effect on me. I am so sorry
that you feel so
bullied. I'm not
bullied.
Part of this bully process at all.
Yeah, but Mackenzie just texted me, oh my God, did she really pick
I'm
that?
I'm Switzerland.
What a boring life. Come on, be honest. Tell her what you feel. And then finally, Pork Chop, which I think might be the dark horse. This might actually beat Miss Booty if that is the winner today. And we're going with Pork Chop's choice of Thong Song by Cisco.
Baby, that thong.
Do you guys think that like his, you know, carpets match the drapes?
Silver?
Yeah. Do you think it was silver?
Probably not.
I need to look up a picture of this guy.
Yeah,
it's weird that you're thinking about that.
Wait, wasn't it like
bright? Well, his hair is silver.
Well,
I mean, like
bright blonde, wasn't it?
Wait, how do you spell it?
S-I-S-Q-O.
Cisco. Whatever happened to Cisco?
It's like Crisco with an S.
Do you know that song, Liv?
She had things like
a chunk. I do know that song.
Were you born when it came out?
That is not an excuse. She picked Mamma Mia, or she picked what? Dancing Queen from ABBA.
I mean, I don't know what that was.
I'm curious if she knows it.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, I know that song. I have no idea what this guy looks like.
I'm just saying these two are always infamous. We're like, I don't know.
I don't know that song. I have no actual
knowledge.
Well,
just because we don't know something doesn't mean anything. I don't know a lot of stuff.
Oh, but they're like, I wasn't born. I didn't see. Do you know who Elvis Presley is?
No, Mackenzie, I wasn't born yet.
Where are we?
Do you know who
Cisco
Jesus is? No.
Oh my gosh, I was an apple in my father's eye at that time.
I wasn't born yet. I'm sorry.
Coming in last place.
Oh my gosh, I just don't know what he looks like.
With 14% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
Oh no!
I'm proud of her for just going on a song that she liked. She didn't care.
I appreciate that she just goes with it.
Well, you guys picked all the good songs.
Right.
Right behind her. With 18% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Ooh.
Interesting. Y'all like the Ying Yang Twins back in the day.
I picked a Ying Yang Twins song and it got last once.
Haters.
Second place.
Racist, actually.
Got 28%. First place got 38%. Will Mackenzie get her first win of the new year and first win in over 1 month and 4 days?
Set the tone for the weekend.
Secretly, I'm hoping Chops wins.
28% of the vote. Second place goes to producer Porkchop.
Yes! Thank you to Alex. Thank you to Emily. Thank you to my two hot ladies that called in and everyone else who voted. This is the tides have turned today. Thank you to
this
Bubba Sparks.
The song is actually going to be in my Psycho Bar playlist today.
The people have
coincidentally.
Spoken. The people have spoken.
What are you laughing about?
Nothing. It's just she's so happy she got her first win. It's funny.
I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Let's celebrate the weekend by shaking our booty.
Yeah.
I'm a little bummed. I didn't realize that my Ying Yang Twins were in your song that won today, Miss New Booty.
Bummed. You're welcome.
I'm butthurt.
You got a little something as well.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes, the streak has died.
Now, how long was the streak, Porkchop? Mackenzie's drought?
She won like the last day before Christmas break, so December 19th. And today's January 24th.
This is so exciting. And I feel good. Things. The energy has shifted. The tables have turned, baby.
You feeling good with your energy?
I feel really good. Not that good yet.
Oh, okay.
But the weekend is young.
What? We need ideas for Monday's song today. So if you have any categories, can you DM us right now? It's Joe and Mackenzie. What? Oh, go ahead.
I know.
I'm just going to ask you what's coming up in the tea.
I will just tell you what is coming up in the tea.
Hey,
Mama.
Wait. What? Before we do the tea, do we have a quick minute here?
Mama. Yeah, go
can
ahead.
Can we roll the dice, or is there time for that yet?
Yeah, go ahead.
We can. Want to do that right now?
That's fine. Yeah.
Are we rolling both of them?
Real quick, yeah.
Okay, this is impromptu.
This guy is, yeah, okay. Here's the thing. Every payday, we just started doing this the second time. On paydays, we got paid at midnight. We love coffee, and nobody likes to pay for it because it's expensive. So the lowest person, just like Dare Dice, that rolls the lowest number will be going to buy everybody a round of coffee. Just one die, right?
I thought two.
Okay, fine. Then roll your dice.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Liv, here, come over. You're next.
I know. I'm watching.
Ooh, a one.
One. Yes.
Dude,
come
a
on,
one.
Baby. Come on.
Yeah, another one, another one,
come
another
on.
One.
I'm guilty when poor Tom buys.
Oh, I don't. I don't care if he's broke. A three. Oh,
oh
my God.
My gosh, a four.
He looks so defeated.
I don't like when he's the lowest.
Mackenzie, it's just how the game works.
The poorest people going first.
Help me, I'm poor.
Oh, man.
That's mean, Joe. He's over there laughing.
I had to buy last time, too.
Oh, boy. Ooh, a three.
Oh.
At the very least, Liv's going to tie your four.
Oh, my gosh. Come on,
one
baby.
In six chance.
Oh, Liv's
six.
Got a four,
seven.
So that's
okay.
Seven total.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to roll here. Here we go.
Mackenzie rolls a six.
Oh.
She doesn't even care anymore. She's like, oh, well, I guess he can buy.
This one just for fun.
A five!
Why did I do this well in Dare Dice?
The rich get richer. And
yeah,
the,
thank goodness this isn't Dare Dice.
And the poor buys coffee. Here we go. And I rolled a
two.
Wow!
Oh.
Come on, one, baby. One, baby.
Wait, you had a four, Chops?
You should see Liv's eyes right now. She's like... She wants Joe to lose so
I know,
bad.
Because if Pork Chop one loses, I'm going to feel a little
one
bit bad because he paid last
one
time.
Or two. One or two. Five.
Yeah!
Oh,
oh
right,
boy,
I'm
give
right.
me that medicine ball.
Oh, gosh, Pork Chop, can you handle this?
Yes,
this
is... dude, I've got a comma in my paycheck. I mean, in my bank account now.
Oh, baller alert, watch out.
Honestly, that's the best feeling. That only lasts like a couple days.
All right, we'll get our order together. I think I'll get like a medicine ball today. That sounds good. Mackenzie, let's tease the tea so we can get that Starbucks
All
order
right,
in.
Let's do this. Mama June has resurfaced out of nowhere what she wants from you. Plus, wait until you hear who Amy Schumer's ex is now living with.
Chaps, you just rolled the dice and now you're paying for our coffee. Do you care if I get like a chorizo breakfast sandwich just to add on to that?
Did you only if you didn't have breakfast today? Did you have breakfast today?
I did, but just maybe I could have the chorizo sandwich later.
Oh, okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, sure, get it.
I would never do that to you, Chops. Actually, no, I thought about just getting ice water because I feel bad.
No, I lost fair and square. And then next week or next time when one of us loses, then they'll pay too.
Yeah, next, like if I get it, because like, well, I could go for a protein pack. I didn't have breakfast.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, they just announced the 2020 Oscar performers. Elton John will be performing along with Idina Menzel. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, your show.
Love
will be
that.
Performing. This will be also having, let's see, Randy Newman will perform a nominated
what?
Song from Toy Story.
This
Tour?
Is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, so they were just announced for the big Oscars. I can't wait for those, but I will say the Grammys going down this Sunday, and then we wait for Oscar. It's just award season. I'm so bummed. I was just in LA, and then this, I got invited to a Grammys party, and I'm not there this weekend. That'd be so cool, but maybe I can go to something.
You can watch the Grammys in your jammies, though.
I can. I might be back for Oscars, so maybe I can do something cool. So we will see, but this is juicy. Antonio Brown. The 911 call has been released. So he had an altercation with a moving company driver, and here's the victim calling 911.
Broward County Regional Communications, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a situation here. I'm making a delivery. I'm a truck driver. I'm making delivery, and the guy is high. He smoked. He threatened me. He's trying to fight. He throws stones in my truck, and this company's truck. So I need a policeman. I need to make a report.
Okay, stay right on the phone with me.
Wow. So lots more details coming out. But Brown is he's accused of throwing rocks at the moving company, assaulting the driver over a payment issue. In the call, the driver also claimed he was like smoking in front of him, smoking out. So
I think he's smoking crack rocks.
I know.
What is wrong with... I just don't understand it. It's got to be the Madden curse.
He's the Hot Mess Express, Antonio Brown.
No doubt.
Also on the Hot Mess Express, Mama June. And this makes me so sad. From Honey Boo Boo, June Shannon. She's a troubled reality star. She has resurfaced kind of out of nowhere and returned to Instagram.
Do you not understand that I am staying with my sister? And that's not by choice.
Yes, it is.
It's not by choice.
If you don't let me go, I will call the police.
So if this intervention doesn't work, she's either going to wind up in jail or she's going to die.
This breaks my heart. That was Honey Boo Boo, Alana, saying, crying because her mom, so they don't even live together anymore. Mama June is asking for money. I mean, allegedly, she's just totally on drugs. When you look at her, it's a terrible, terrible situation. She pled not guilty, though, to drug possession charges, and she refused to participate in that televised intervention staged by her family, but she did appear on Instagram saying that she's trying to get back. The struggle is real. She's not with her kids, but she's hoping things will change. But she does not look good. She's been with that boyfriend, Gino, who I just think is bad news.
What about, whatever happened to, was it Sugar Bear? Didn't he cheat on her or something?
Yeah, it's a mess. Here's the thing. You never ever choose a man over your children, your babies, ever. So hopefully they can get things together and it'll all work out. Because I loved them from the get. They were such a close-knit bunch. Hopefully they can get back to that. Also close-knit bunch, Amy Schumer. Get this. Her ex is now living with her and her new husband.
We were at the gynecologist a couple months ago. And I asked, is it safe to have sex while I'm pregnant? And she was like, yes. It is safe to have sex through the whole pregnancy. And I was like, we'll be seeking a second opinion.
So her ex is comedian Kyle Dunnigan, and he revealed that, he's living with Schumer and her new man, Fisher, and he said Chris Fisher, and it's just, she's like, whatever, it's not awkward, really. They just bro out, they play chess, play video games, hang out, and she's fine with it. So her ex has a room and a bathroom in her place.
That is so awkward.
I would think so, too. What if they were getting busy? But they're all friends now, so.
Sorry, I didn't mean to walk in. My bad. I'll be right back.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So, Mackenzie, is this a question you're personally asking, or what's going on here? Because you're trying to figure out if a guy gets what he wants.
Okay, so I have a friend, and she had a really great time with a guy after a few dates, and now she's like, okay, but now that I've given him what he wanted, what he was after, is it a done deal? So we want to know, if a guy gets to flip pancakes, then does he lose interest?
833-563-2539. It's next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and Mackenzie, it is Radio Now. 833-563-2539. If you can help out with the question we're wondering this morning, Mackenzie.
Which is, do men lose interest once a woman gives it up? That's the most interesting question. Women want to know because it's so funny. A lot of times, especially if it's after the first date, and then you never hear from them again.
I mean, I think it just depends. I mean, I'm not really in that position anymore to be doing that, but I feel like if it was good, I wouldn't be giving it up. I wouldn't be leaving, I mean. If it was that good, I'd come back a second and third time. I wouldn't just leave you ghosted.
So one of my girlfriends, she went out with a guy, super hot, and they just had crazy chemistry. And so not the first, but the second date, they were okay, had some cocktails, it was good. So, and then she's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But it was the mood. And she's just like, well, now I don't know if I'm going to hear from him again because now he's gotten what he wants. Which I think it's interesting. And it does happen more often than not. So I don't know if it's a conquest thing or what.
I mean, I don't, it just depends. Now, how long has it been with this guy that she gave it up to? How long has it been?
Oh, they're it's new.
No,
since that happened?
It happened. Second day, they flip pancakes. How long are we talking? Has it been a day? Oh, well, that's nothing. It's a few days. If it's like a week or so, I'd be a little more concerned about it.
I want to get some dudes on the phone because I want to get inside the mind of men.
You want a man panel, do you?
A man panel, yes. 833-563-2539. Because men always want the woman, I mean, you know, to give it up on the first date, but then... You know what they say. Then he loses respect for her and all these things. So if she gives it up too quick, does he move on automatically?
But I think there's women that want it on the first date, though, too. Let's not make it like guys are the only ones that are kind of, you know, horny. Like, women want to do stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse James Decker, she's a country singer married to the beautiful Eric Decker. He used to play for the NFL, and they hit it the first night. And look at them. They're married with three kids later. So it's not always the case. I'm just wondering if... More often than not, it is.
All right, guys, you need to help us out here because I just got one opinion. What the heck do I know? I've been with the same woman for 7 years, so I obviously kind of can't.
Well, when
talk
you were dating,
that.
Do you recall, like, if you went out with a girl and then you know,
I'm different because I was desperate to get a girl to sleep with me. So if she did, I'd hang around. Like, I'm not like Porkchop when he was single and he had every ding-dong flying at him.
Yeah, like, and I want women to remember this. Someone told me this. I'm like, this is very true. Men get with what they can. Women get with what they want to. Most of the time.
Yes. The thing that most resembles the issues with their dads. No, 833-563-2539. Men, let's assemble right now and form a man panel. And we will answer that question, which is...
We need you. The question is, do you lose interest after you've gotten what you wanted?
Doing a little man panel this morning on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie had a friend, went on a date with a guy, and then went on another date, so I assume things are going wonderful.
Yes, things are going great. And she's like, oh, he's so hot. She's like, we did it. And so I think that's great. But now she's like, OMG, should I not have? Because is he going to lose interest now after he's gotten what he wanted? Now, so everything was awesome. It was a great experience.
Now, does she feel like he has lost interest or is she just worried?
Too soon to know. Too soon to know. She was just like, I don't know if I should have gone there. So that's the question we want to pose to our man panel at 833-563-2539. Once a man gets what he wants, does he typically lose interest because is it like a conquest thing and then he's on to the next?
Let's say good morning to Tyler. Hey, Tyler, you're on Joe Mackenzie.
What's up?
Man, we're just trying to figure things out here. What do you think? If a man gets what he wants, you know, gets to flip the pancakes, is he going to lose interest in the lady? Is it over? Is it done?
Well, from my expert opinion, and if you remember right, I called in a couple weeks ago and I was the farmer from flipping all the pancakes.
Oh, yeah. We remember you, Tyler.
I mean, it's unfortunately true. But then again, there's once in a blue moon you'll find one that even though you hook up. Like my wife now, like our first date, I was thinking I was just going to go and get some punani and go home. But about 5 years later, now we're married.
Nice.
Wait, but you said unfortunately it's true. Like, inside the mind of a man. Like, why do dudes do this? Just because they're like, checking it off?
Well, it's genetics, first of all.
Yeah, we're wired that way.
Well, that's a nice excuse.
It's because the
I know. It's not an excuse.
We're wired
though.
That way. No, it's just how we are.
It's because the suspense is ruined.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Okay. So, women, what I'm telling you is make him work for it.
He did.
Yeah,
two dates. What do you want to work for? A year and a half? You want to take out student loans? What do we have to do here? You need to get a part-time job? Two dates. That's expensive. That's at least a couple $100. Come on.
Thanks for dropping that knowledge on us.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Have fun on the farm.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, with your punani or punana or whatever. Appreciate that. Haven't heard that word in a while, but we did today.
Bringing it back, baby.
All right, let's move on the man panel to Robert. Robert, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you think?
I think that, Joe, we're not wired that way. We're programmed by TV. There are still gentlemen out there, so you can't say man. You can say guy, because real men don't go swimming. Number one, a man sets the tone for how things are spoken and what things are talked about, but a woman sets the speed for which things move.
But that's not true, and I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but it is true. It is scientifically true that men have a natural desire from our caveman days to survive and have the population continue. So back then, they would mate with as many people as possible. Whether or not that's right or society likes it, that's not the question, but it is true. That might be why guys have an underlying thing like, oh, I should go have sex with her.
But he's right. Real men don't ghost women. Cowards do.
No, boys do.
cowardly boys. I just can't stand people that ghost people. I think it's so disrespectful. If you're not into somebody, just say, hey, it was nice meeting you. Like, not into it.
Oh, and that goes for both parties, though, because women, you know women do that, too. I just don't want guys to get beat up today just like they're the biggest turds. Like, walking into the door right now, Live the Web Girl, queen of ghosting. Call her Casper, okay? Just want to throw that out there. But no, I get your point.
But I just feel like, I don't know, I just think it's a cowardly move on both ends, men and women, when you do that.
I'll agree with that one. Robert, thank you. And let's go to KC. We're wrapping up the man panel today. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm no man, but I've dealt with a few. Maybe she just wasn't good. I'm sorry, I don't care how many times a man thinks that he needs to get a different taste of pancakes. If one stack of pancakes is awesome, he'll keep eating that pancake. So maybe she just wasn't any good.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, though. Because guys, like, think about the guys that are with a girlfriend, like a beautiful girlfriend, happy, have a great sex life, and then they veer off, they have a side chick, then they're going back and forth. I mean, it's not like one's bad, it's just that men want more.
No,
more
there's somebody that I know, and I've heard him use an analogy, and I'd love to steal it because it's great. It's kind of like cheese pizza. Like, it's awesome. It's cheese pizza. But eventually it gets kind of boring. Like, you might want some pepperoni or some mushrooms on your pizza. Like, you might have to try something different.
Yeah, she just needs to call him and say, let's try it again, or, you know, what's up? I don't like, you say that men ghost, shouldn't ghost women. Well, women just need to grow up here and either take care of their business and call them and say, what's up, or let it go.
Yeah, but how about guys treat a woman right and be a gentleman? I mean, it's not all on the woman.
So old. Let's just women take care of our business and call him or don't call him, but don't whine about it.
Interesting.
KC.
I just don't think you have to deal with an a-hole and be like, oh, and it's like on the woman. No.
I mean, I don't think people should be a-holes, definitely, but I do think that it's realistic to think not every guy is going to be a gentleman, which is really sad. Like, you want them to be a gentleman, you want them to be nice, but I also think this goes both ways. I think there's, you know, just as much amount of girls not calling guys back as guys not calling girls back. And I think, too, kind of the psychology, if you had a guy who was very persistent, didn't ghost you, like, was calling you all the time, and the same exact guy, but he was not being persistent, girls...
It's the chase.
Like,
it's
why did they call me back?
Both
Am
ends,
I not good
chase.
Enough? I feel like girls obsess more when the guy is not calling them back because they internalize it. They're like, what's wrong with me? Was it me? What happened? What? But if the guy did call her back after and was super persistent, you might not be as interested.
That's
or obsess
true.
About it as much.
Dang.
It's the chase. It's the game. And sadly, it's like you just don't want to play games, but it is the game.
There's so much psychology behind this.
Look at us getting so deep and personal. Who would have thought it was possible? Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, kind of really cool stuff. I feel like Liv is the biggest champion of this. But the 49ers, it's pretty cool. If you didn't know this, they've got the first female coach that's going to be heading into the Super Bowl.
Woo, woo, woo. That's so cool.
Very excited.
I want to talk about this coming up next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Mackenzie, hope you're having yourself a great day. We certainly are. And this is exciting news, not just because Liv the Web Girl brought it up to us, because she is a huge sports fan. And if you didn't know this, she's quite the feminist. But exciting news, the Super Bowl going on next weekend, the Pro Bowl this weekend, but the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. But the cool thing is, Liv the Web Girl, Katie Sowers, you're a big fan of her because, well, she, I believe, is making history now. She is the first coach that's a female in the Super Bowl.
Yes, I am so excited about this. I think, honestly, I'm shocked this hasn't happened earlier because I think girls are very intelligent when it comes to football. And I think we get looked past because we're girls and we can't play in the NFL. It doesn't mean we can't coach.
You know, it's true. And like, I don't want to get into an argument with that, but I would say like majority probably... I think people probably think that, women can't play in the NFL because it's such a sport and men are so much bigger. But you're right, as far as coaching, I mean, she's doing it. She's an offensive assistant coach with the 49ers. She's great. Players respect her. People in the league respect her. She knows her stuff.
I mean, this is a historic appearance. This is going to go in the history books. This is the first time ever. So it's a big deal.
Okay. I'm pretty excited about it.
A lot of people, too, like to argue like, oh, like girls can't be the coach because they can't play the sport. But if you look at any sport, some of the greatest coaches weren't necessarily great players by any means.
Oh,
I mean, they played the sport when they were younger and like little, but a lot of coaches never played at professional level.
I was going to say, Katie also happens to be the first openly gay coach in Super Bowl history. So she is just like setting the precedent here.
Good. We don't have to worry about her dating the players. That's good. No, but for me, like one thing I just wonder, so please don't judge me, it's just me thinking out loud, is I'm very happy to see that. Like, I wonder sometimes if men have a hard time taking instructions or directions or coaching from a woman. I feel like men do.
You certainly don't.
Wink, wink. Mackenzie's like, you better do it. No, but I'm surprised because NFL, you know the attitudes and the egos all these guys have? They're on top of the game. They got millions of dollars. They do nothing wrong. Everybody loves them. It's like, what'd you say to me? But she's awesome. So.
Well, I'm just picturing my boy Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G,
oh boy,
just being so amazing on the field with her.
Hey, Katie, good to see you.
He's my crush.
I think, too, part of it, though, it's hard to definitely earn respect, absolutely. But I think it's harder. It was probably harder for her to earn respect than it is for a male coach. But if you know what you're talking about, if you know your stuff, you are going to get respect. And those that don't are just idiots and morons.
I always think of like lead by permission, not by position. And I don't know, it might be a little difficult because I don't personally like me. Let's say like, you know, Joe, he's, you know, someone I look up to and someone I respect. I look up to him and respect him because he's been in the industry longer than me. He's, you know, he's done the job. He's done it. I wonder if these players, though, like as a coach, it's like, well, you've never played, or maybe did she play?
I'm sure she played when she was younger.
She had an American football career. She played with the women's football, so she actually played the sport. Actually, hold on, we got a call. What's going on, Bob? You are on Joe McKenzie.
Yeah. I think it is absolutely ridiculous that they have a woman coaching in the NFL. What do they know? You know, like football is a man's sport. You're supposed to be tough. And girls cry over a broken nail, but they're supposed to be out there, you know, teaching them the game of football? I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, okay, hold on. Let's go to tough, even though she got knocked out before. Would you guys all not agree that Ronda Rousey is a pretty tough lady? I know that's like MMA, but she like would knock women out.
Right, she's very tough, and just because you're enough.
Knock women out. Put her, you know, there's a difference between men and women, okay? That's science, okay? Yeah, we all want to be equal, but God made it different, okay? And so put Ronda in there with Conor McGregor, and Ronda's going to get knocked out quick.
We're not saying she's playing with them. We're saying she's coaching them. There's a lot of coaches that would not be able to fight or aren't as tough as their players. Are you kidding me? There's so many coaches out there. I mean, there's old ones, there's short ones, there's young ones. I mean, that has nothing to do with having the intelligence of making plays.
Yeah, you know, they don't just belong out there. You know, I mean, if I was a big, you know, 300-pound lineman and I had some woman tell me what to do, I'd laugh in her face, you know, because...
Well, why? You wouldn't want to do that to your coach in general. Yeah, is it just because she's a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't respect what she's saying to me.
But, Bob, though, this, like, if you're talking about, you're saying, well, women play or not. She did. She didn't play in the NFL, but she actually did something called the American football career, or she had that in American football.
Yeah,
so
in
she
the
played.
National Female League.
Oh, yeah. What is she in? The Lingerie Bowl? Yeah, that's real football.
Oh, my gosh. That is so absolutely sexist and misogynistic.
Hold on. Ezekiel, you're on with Bob, and you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Ezekiel here. I just wanted to say, man, I think women, it's time for them to be able to be seen, to be able to show what they're about. And it's just amazing how some people just can't wrap their head around that. And it's kind of sad, but at the end of the day, I have much respect for any woman trying to do a man's job because it just shows her character, her drive, her ambition, especially a woman with her degree in her field that she was in, and then now is in the NFL.
Ezekiel, I absolutely love you.
Yes, you are amazing. You know what, women?
You notice how he said trying to do a man's job, not succeeding in doing a man's job.
Okay.
Wow.
So I have a question for you. Why do you think, you would be a better coach than her just because you're a male?
Yeah, because I understand it more, and I can get out there, and, you know, I can get tough in their faces if I have to. You know, if this girl's just screaming in the players' faces, you know, trying to, always trying to prove herself.
This is like blowing my mind.
This is
do you have daughters by chance or females in your family?
Yeah, I have a sister and a mom.
Would you discourage them if they were trying to make history like this?
Yeah, I would.
Are you anti, like, having a female president one day? Are you anti that as well?
Yeah, I am.
Bob, can you hang on just 1 second? Can you hang on? Because I have a lot of people that want to talk to you.
The phone lines are blowing.
All right, 833-563-2539. We were trying to talk about really cool stuff. Katie Sowers, she is going to be the first female coach. She's the assistant offensive coach for the 49ers in the Super Bowl. History going on
Absolutely.
Next week. And Bob says that she shouldn't even be there.
And she has an amazing skill set. She's breaking barriers. She's extremely talented. I mean, don't you want all eyes, all skill levels to assist in your team? She's going to help them, hopefully, to victory.
We'll talk to you next. It's Joe and McKenzie. Things are getting heated today here on Joe McKenzie. A simple conversation. We are trying to talk about Katie Sowers. She's the assistant offensive coach for the 49ers, making history. What an amazing woman. She is going to be in the Super Bowl first time ever. What an inspiring thing for young women out there, little girls out there to be. And then Bob apparently, like, what, you don't think she should be there? I still don't get it. Is it just because she's not a dude?
Yeah. Yeah, NFL is a man's game. Football is a man's game.
She's not playing in the NFL, though. She's coaching.
Yeah, but if, you know, they're not going to respect her.
Okay.
I think they really respect her.
Bob.
Well, of course they have to because, you know, God forbid someone says something, then the whole media is after them and their career's over, so they have to act like they care.
Bob. So you think they're all pretending?
I think inside they're like, who cares what she has to say?
Bob, I want you to listen to these calls because I really think you need your mind changed here, at least have an open mind. Catherine, you're on the phone with Bob, also on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
I want to say that Bob is an idiot.
I love you.
Like it is. Anybody can coach. Like, as long as they know their stuff and they know how the game works, then I think she would be great as a coach. It doesn't matter if she's male or female. She's not playing the game. Obviously, she's not going to be out on the field running with all the men. She's going to be telling them how, you know, what plays she wants. She's going to be coaching them. So to say that it's a man, yes. Okay, so to say that it's a man's sport is wrong. There's so many women out there who watch football, who live and breathe football. So I don't understand why you would think that she can't coach just because she's a woman.
Hey, thank you for the call. Bob, I mean, is it getting through to you or what?
No, that don't make no sense. They're watching football. That's what they, yeah, it's okay for them to watch and lust after the players, you know?
Bob,
I hear all the
all
girls
right.
talking about Jimmy G and how hot they are. That's all they care about.
That's McKenzie.
That's just me. I'm sorry.
And not that it matters, but Katie, I believe,
Actually, no,
is gay.
I'm not going to apologize for that. I can have my viewpoint as well.
Okay, let's go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, you're on with Bob and Joe McKenzie.
I think you are completely wrong, Bob. You mentioned the fact that women can't do it because it's hard and it's rough and we're not supposed to do the hard and rough stuff. But the hardest thing to do is to give childbirth, and not no man on this earth can do that.
And
my daughter, she plays three different sports. She plays basketball, softball, and volleyball. I grew up playing sports, football and basketball, with all guys in the neighborhood. And it don't matter if you're female or male. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Listen, okay, I play high school football. Getting tackled by a 300-pound person hurts more than giving birth. I can guarantee that.
What?
Okay?
So, no, I don't think they don't know what it's like to, you know, be in the trenches. And, you know, these NFL players, they're, you know, some of their lives get messed up due to, you know, they can't walk later in life. I never heard of someone giving birth and not being able to walk later.
Bob, you realize you're here because of a woman, because your mama gave birth to you.
Right, and she's still walking.
Yeah, because she's a
she
badass.
She don't have lingering effects like football does.
Oh, Katie, you're on Joe McKenzie. Say hi to Bob.
What?
Hi.
What's up?
I want to know if Bob feels the same way about a man coaching girls and women.
Ooh, good call.
Thanks. And then can I kick him in the nuts if that hurts worse than giving childbirth?
No, Katie, as a man, I cannot allow another man to be hit in the nuts.
I'll allow it in this case.
Bob, that's an interesting point to think about. Let's go to
ask him.
Well,
what do you think?
What do you think, Bob?
About men coaching females?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're more authoritative, you know?
Oh,
we're men, so the girls will respect us more as coaches. It's not the other way around.
All right, we'll wrap it up with Rachel. Rachel, you're on with Bob, who does not think that Katie Sowers should be coaching in the Super Bowl for the 49ers.
Okay, well, I think Bob's attitude toward women is exactly why women seek out their own Bob, a.k.a. battery-operated boyfriends. We don't need men like Bob in the world.
I'm applauding that.
Mic drop right there. All right, Bob, I guess you had a conversation going. Thanks for your call, but I think you're really far off base, man. I really, really think you are.
I think if you get these players in a private room where they don't have to worry about media and cameras, and you ask them how they really feel, I think they're going to laugh at the fact that they have a girl teaching them.
I think you're wrong. Well, I think they're going to love their coach.
We're all laughing at you, Bob, because this chick is making probably way more money than you ever will and is probably way more successful than you ever will be.
Ouch.
Jeez. All right, Bob, man, you have a good day.
Yeah, after that.
Well, what am I going to say? Hey, Bob, I hope you get in a car accident. Like,
have a great day.
I'm sure Bob has some backwards thinking, but he's probably not a terrible human being.
I mean, probably not, but he's definitely misogynistic and sexist, so.
Okay, yeah, I know, but he's not beating puppies. I'm just saying. Like,
well, we don't know that. Is he still on the line?
Yeah, I should probably hang up.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, are you guys ready? Because, McKenzie, you were off last week heading out to get food poisoning in L.A. But we did the
Friday Freestyle.
Yeah, ooh. And it was terrible because poor Chop and Liv pulled a fast one on me. Like, no, wait. What we're going to do is we're going to battle rap against you. So they teamed up like a transformer.
How did it go?
It was worse than usual.
Well,
I did.
It wasn't that bad.
Do you guys want to do that again? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Chops really seems to be on board for it. All right, the Friday Freestyle coming up next after Tones and I, Dance Monkey. By the way, let's put this up on Facebook. Everybody that wanted to get in that conversation, all your calls, just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston. Now, what did they say, McKenzie?
What?
Sorry, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
You can hear what happens while we play songs.
Joe's trying to get us all away.
What do you mean? I'm not trying to do anything. What I'm trying to do today, the Friday Freestyle is going on right now on Joe McKenzie.
Okay.
I'm going to pass the mic to the mostest hostess, MC.
That's right.
McKay.
I go by Lady M.
Oops, screw that one up.
Okay, so my hosting.
Hell yeah.
All right. This edition of Friday Freestyle will have Livy Liv and producer PC.
MC.
We're back at it again.
With the white bands.
Taking on Papa Pesh.
Yeah, you know it.
All right. So I was out in LA last weekend, but I heard there was a slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Pesh.
No, people.
And this is according to Joe.
No, here's the thing. Please save our number. You should have it on your phone anyways because we love when you call in. Save the number right now. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Call in because I want people to put Chops and live in their place when they realize, like, I destroyed them. Not just my opinion, but factually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, who wants to go first?
Me and Liv are teaming up again, is that right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's your only hope of defeating me.
And should we go first, Porkchop?
I'm down.
All right, let's go first.
Okay. You guys want to know, are you going to just try, you want to just wrap, you want me just to give you something random?
Yes. So give us like a word, how we normally do.
Do you have our music pulled up, Joe?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me get that for you real quick here. Let's see. We got this beat for you. No, I was kidding. Yeah. That's my beat. Oh. That's the winning beat.
Yes. Yeah, this is Liv's beat.
Because it's a little slower. Got more time to think.
How slow can I rap?
All right, here you guys. You are going to be rapping about, since it was just a hot topic, we talked about football.
Okay.
So much to work with.
If you don't bring in the word tight end, I will be disappointed in you. Let me know when you're ready.
Football.
I'll let you soak it in, marinate in your little brains.
All right.
You got this.
Three.
Am I starting out? I need to stand up. Okay.
Two. Stand up in your snuggie,
serious,
honey.
Serious.
All right. Let's all stand up.
And
get loose.
And go.
Yes. It's about to go down. Yeah, we're rapping about Joe. That's right. Yeah, he loves that football. It's really tight. Yeah, when he tries to play, he just falls and breaks his hip. Yeah, he's bald. That's Joe. That's right. Yeah, he's kind of fat. That's not tight. Porkchop?
Yeah. Joe, you think you know so much, but do you know anything about football? Because you're wearing a blue shirt for the Colts right now. But guess what? They're not in the playoffs because Joe knows nothing about football. Hey, Joe, what do you know about X and O? Offense, defense, left fence, right fence. Hey, just go home.
Oh, yeah, he got it. Good thing you're really tall because it weighs out how tall you are sideways. That's right. It's going my way. We are killing this beat. That's right. It's all about defeat. When we beat you, I'm so sad that I had to meet you. That's right. Go and cry because it's bye-bye. Wow, that got crazy.
Mean. I felt bad.
I know, just to throw it out there, like Liv and I have tension sometime behind the scenes, and that's cool. It's like working with somebody. We still love each other. But yeah, she's sliding in a lot of fat obesity jokes.
No, I didn't. Never said obese. I said made two fat references.
I'm surprised she wasn't like, you want a piece of me with your diabetes? Like something?
Okay,
I don't know.
See, I'm not that mean. I made two big jokes. You call me dumb all the time. Porkchop's called me slut on the radio.
What? Okay. Whoa. Whoa.
Well, you
he
said
just almost choked
you
on
his said
coffee.
I'm so easy.
Well, you
I'm
are,
like a
but...
bike around the town.
Whoa.
She's like an elephant. She never forgets. Now listen, 833-563-2539. I'm about to spit my verse, whatever the thing is. And just call in and be honest. Who did better? So, Mackenzie, I'm ready whenever you come up with something for me.
Okay, so you have an equal amount to rhyme with. Yours has ball in it as well, but it's your new obsession, medicine ball.
Okay.
That's what he orders at Starbucks.
Here we go. Oh, boy. It's going to be easy. You guys might want to call the medical office. Call the doctor. 911, get on standby. About to murder Liv and Porkchop. It's going to be Joe McKenzie. That's it. Yo. The medicine ball, I drink it when I'm standing tall. It's so delicious, not really nutritious. The sugar will give you diabetes. Now, Liv, you rap like a fetus. I mean, practically you're dead. I listen to the words, but I don't understand what you said. Now, Porkchop, you should stop. You're the worst. I see you drinking coffee. Is that because you're struggling with your thirst? Poor Mackenzie, she's blah, 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 blah. Poor Mackenzie, she should be deaf because all she's got left is me rhyming every week. You guys, you're so weak. Your style is pitiful. Nobody even listens to the show. If you could start rhyming better, who knows how far we could go? maybe to the top, but now we're on the bottom. This thing is sticking, it's rotten. Why can't you improve your rhymes? You've done this like 700 times every week. Same old outcome. Man, seriously, I'm done. I just want to go home with my medicine ball and have some fun without y'all, because every week it's the same old crap. I can't take it. Why do I rap? I should be doing something else. This is bad for my medical health. Check my blood pressure. Think I'm dying. Seriously, this is the truth, no lying. I can't take it. I want to break it. Mackenzie, just take it.
Slay!
Oh my gosh.
That
you absolutely
murdered us. He slayed. Was that therapeutic? That felt like you got a lot off your chest.
It is. It's like, and for the record, Liv, I don't like you either.
What? Okay,
why don't you go throw some wood with a beaver?
This is what I hate. You guys say I'm so mean. You guys literally are always mean to me. Porkchop bashes me in his raps every week.
Let's go to Amy. Amy, you're on Joe McKenzie, Friday Freestyle. What do you think?
Okay, so obviously Joe won, but I think if Liv just changed her, like, her beat, it would be so much better. And I really want her to win. Like, I want her to come back Woo! And murder you one day.
Yes, it's like, going to happen.
We need someone to take down the champ. Because, Joe, I mean, you thrive at this.
I know. Like, I feel like...
You're amazing.
Maybe it's a good beat, yeah. too, though. That's the thing. Okay. You got to change that beat, Liv.
Maybe flip-flop yeah. it, you guys. So next Ooh. Time, see if you're that... If it's the same scenario.
Yeah, I mean, you guys... Could you better. Could give me, like, a hip-hop version of, like, Sesame Street, and I'd find a way to destroy you on it. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, I just want to say, so Liv, I love you and I'm sorry, but at first when I was hearing it, I was like, oh no, they're going to lose again. But I know. Definitely, Porkchop definitely came in and saved you guys at the end. But I do want to say that I think y'all should change your beat. I think you should go with a faster beat. And I
okay.
think that's a problem.
Maybe so. That'll help me. I love all the advice I'm getting. Thank you guys so much.
No, this is good. Yeah, we'll change it up next week for sure.
Let's go to Josh this morning on Joe and McKenzie. Josh, what do you think?
All right, I'm just going to say, I think Joe won that one. Even though he even had a little bit of a mistake in the middle where he had to, like, catch his words, I thought he killed it. The part where you were like, you guys should do better. You've done this, like, 700 times. That was awesome.
Yeah, there's so much truth to what he's spitting.
All right, let's wrap it up right now with Keisha. And by the way, if you want to let us know Twitter, you can hit us up, Joe McKenzie. Keisha, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
Joe, I think you killed that. Liv and Porkchop, I love you guys, but you should never rap again, ever.
Oh, that's how we get better.
Hey, someone hit us up, DM us at Joe and McKenzie. If you are like at Joe level, because I would love to have a
that's
contender.
That's a pretty low level.
No, but I would love to have someone that has a lot of flow to see if they could like take you down.
Oh, I'm sure.
No
yes.
offense to you guys. You guys are, but Joe's just, you know, this
oh,
is his
obviously.
Thing.
Obviously, he's been doing this since he's been in high school.
Which is like 30 years ago. Tony, you're on Joe McKenzie real quick. What do you want to say? Tony, what's going on?
Oh
wow.
Tony.
Tony got nervous.
Yeah, just like you guys did. All right. Simple question. Might be tough to talk about. What animal scares you? 833-563-2539.
That was actually producer Porkchop, and it's our favorite.
I don't think I could replicate that if I tried.
No, I don't think anybody could.
My boyfriend tried replicating it, and he epically failed.
I mean, like, my throat hurts hearing you just do that.
You're like, I heard a lady screaming.
Well, actually, it was me. 833-563-2539. What animal scares you the most? Go around the room. I'll kick it off. And I listen, I'm not a brave dude. I have a lot of things that scare me. Like, I'm kind of afraid of the dark at some times. I'm weird. Like, I feel like there's a clown, like, it in the basement somewhere coming to get me. But one thing I remember when I was younger, I was in the water swimming, and I saw this, and I said, oh, my God.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snakey snake.
Yeah, and that snake scared the crap out of me. I think it's just the fact that they kind of, how they wind their body and they slide there. It's like, how are you moving if you don't have no legs? Like, you don't have any legs, but here you are coming at me. And then, like, you can come up and, like, shoot stuff at me. I mean.
And somehow they're so fast.
Yeah.
Dude, what a great point. How do they move without
this
legs?
This is weird.
They slither.
Yeah, but how?
I don't know.
They've got a super snake. Strong core.
No, that's it. They've been doing the ab workout.
I'm telling you, I don't understand, and I know you're out there, people who have snakes as pets.
Oh.
I think it's really cringy.
Dwight Howard has so many snakes in his house, and I think it's so weird as pets.
One time, my sister, I remember way back in the day, went on a date with a dude and then found out he had pet snakes, was like, boy, bye.
Snake guys are always the weirdest.
I mean, when that snake was coming at me.
Snake guys are the weirdest.
When that snake came at me. I mean, I was out of that water immediately.
Ew.
Anybody else have any kind of an animal that they're scared of?
I've got one.
Okay.
I am. Oh, let me see if you could guess what it is. I am scared of this.
A bat.
Nope.
I do hate bats, though.
Oh, God, that hurts my ears. I'm more annoyed than scared.
A rat?
Nope.
A gerbil.
A skunk.
Oh, just because you don't want it to spray you?
Yeah.
Mm. Don't they have rabies too?
Yeah.
Probably. Usually. Like Joe's dogs. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm going to get Liv in less than 30 seconds. I will make you regret that. Okay.
Oh, no.
Liv, what's your animal that just scares you?
Okay. Well, do we want to play the noise and see if you guys can guess it?
Yeah. Here it is.
Birds?
No, it does sound like a bird. So it's not so much as like I'm scared as I just think they're absolutely repulsive, but that's a possum.
Ew. Oh, same thing as like a skunk. Ew.
Yeah, they
poor
just
possums,
freak me out.
They get the raw end of the deal. Like everybody loves raccoons. They're trash pandas. They're so cute.
No one likes raccoons.
Yeah, they do.
Who likes raccoons?
Maybe your rabid dogs.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Chops, you told me not to do it. I thought you were going to say this,
no,
Liv.
No. All right, deal. Wait, I'm done.
What was that? People listening probably don't even know.
What do you think it is?
Cockroaches.
Wait, they make those noises?
Yes. Stop.
Have you ever seen Men in Black, Liv?
No.
What's in Men in Black?
What? The cockroach guy? He's like an exterminator,
guys,
but he's an alien, and the cockroaches come out of his mouth.
Oh my gosh, stop. I don't even like talking about
it. Will you never talk bad about my dog saying they have rabies when they don't?
Sure.
Okay, just know I'll cockroach you.
Okay.
I will. I'll hit you with the C.
All right, here is mine. My animal is cute but psycho.
Let's see what she has.
What?
Is that a dolphin?
Do people pay
to
swim with them?
And I did too, until I found out the dark side of Flipper.
The what?
They are sexual predators of the sea.
Who told you that?
Dolphins? The males are a-holes, and they all surround, like, one innocent little bottlenose, and then they attack her aggressively for sex. And they have attacked humans.
You're
sexually
making
this
before. Like, sexually assaulted humans?
Look it up.
So, wait, did you actually have... Like, were you in the ocean with a dolphin?
Hey, it's Mackenzie from those Andy Moore commercials.
I don't think she's ever been a victim.
I've never been a victim.
Where more means more.
Sure.
I've never been a victim,
wait,
thank God.
Is this some conspiracy theory or is this real?
Look it up.
Has anybody heard about this? 833-563-2539. I've never heard dolphins. They're so sweet.
The dark side of dolphins, I'm telling you, they're very sexual.
Well,
and they don't stop till they get what they want.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. Look it up. Google.
Who knew they were so, you know, aroused?
What?
Right?
Oh my gosh, Google. Various species of dolphins have been known to engage in sexual behavior up to and including copulation with dolphins of other species.
No, but look how it goes down.
Well, that's not a big deal.
Like in a gang. And then they all the males like circle a female.
They may
like...
be violent, with male dolphins sometimes showing aggressive behavior towards both females and other males.
Yeah, I heard, you know, the sea foam versus the coral. Those dolphins, they hate each other.
Oh my God. My mind has just been blown.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
These stories, I swear, come out at least once a year in different parts of the country. The same people doing the same disgusting thing. A Massachusetts woman was busted for pooping in a store parking lot. She did this, Mackenzie, 8 times in about a month.
Eight
times a month. That's more than, that's like twice a week.
Same store?
Yeah, same parking lot. The 51-year-old woman is now dubbed by the police the parking lot pooper.
What the heck? She
has been being investigated since last month. They've been staking out the area because obviously that's disgusting. That's like, it's bad enough when it's dog doo-doo, but not human stuff.
You know, on the West Coast in Portland, Oregon, that was a big problem.
Really?
Because there's such a huge homeless population.
Oh, boy.
And it was bad.
Did you ever like walking almost step in something?
Not step it, but you.
I've seen someone squat, and
it's just like, whoa.
Wait, like right near you?
Yeah, like downtown on the streets. The West Coast is a different world.
It sounds like, oh my
gosh. So this woman did it 8 times. Did they have surveillance on her?
Well, they didn't have camera footage, but they had police surveillance. Like they actually put officers in unmarked cars, and they were in the parking lot, and I guess they actually caught the woman. Now she says, oh, well, because here's what she would do. I guess the woman would like hang her butt out the door of her SUV. So like she was in the car with her butt sticking out. She'd do her business and then like drive away. Well, the officers like confronted her. She's like, oh, well, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
When you got to go, you got to go.
But they pointed out, oh, lady, there's like a gas station right there. There's a bathroom.
There's all these
surrounding public restrooms.
Pop into a Mickey D's.
Yeah, so that didn't work for her. The woman was charged with destruction of property and released without bail.
Did she have wipes?
That's the thing
like,
I don't get.
I have so many questions.
But remember, we had a story like a year or two ago about like a school administrator, a really high up guy, where he used to do it every day like on like the school track. It's like, dude, really? Really?
See, I'm such a home court person. I can't even like go anywhere else. So I don't
he's
even
like,
know.
Absolutely not.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Joe and McKenzie trying to help you find out if he is single or not. Based on his Instagram, 833-563-2539. I saw this and I thought it was interesting. Some of these things I think are decent points or ideas. If you have any ideas or experiences that you're like, no, trust me, I went through this. Here's how you can tell. 833-563-2539. McKenzie, let's start out with one thing here to tell if he's single or not based on the IG. His profile pic is just of him. If he's with a girl in his profile picture, then he's taken. If not, there's a good chance he could be single, or that he isn't interested in having his girlfriend on display all the time. So you might want to proceed with a little bit of caution.
That's like, thanks, Mr. Obvious.
Yeah.
No, I think lots of times guys are in relationships, and of course their picture is just them. In fact, you may see no sight of another woman ever anywhere.
Is it expected, ladies, that a man will have a relationship going on, like he's with a girlfriend, fiance, or wife, is it expected that she's in the photo? Like, is that like, well, you better have me in there so people know?
No, I don't think it's expected. Not in the profile pic, but I think somewhere on your feed. Or, I mean, just maybe once or twice. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, Liv. Go ahead.
Like, maybe like story. Like, if they're in your story a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like that's also a good way to tell because also, to a lot of guys, I think they get scared posting on Instagram.
They do.
I think they're like, oh my gosh, like girls know how to do this. They do it so good. Like I think guys sometimes overthink it and they get nervous and scared. So most times, guys are not posting nearly as often as girls are.
But here's the thing, ladies, to make it easy for them, if you want to kind of stake your claim a little bit, put them like in your story so they can just add it to their story. And if they're hesitant, might want to pay attention because they might be talking to other girls.
Well, speaking of them, another thing to tell if he's single or not based on the IG, frequent girls in the post when doing an Instagram creep session, ladies. It's sometimes, you know, easy to spot regular people who are in the pictures. You see them all the time. But if it's just the dudes and there's no girl in there, probably nothing to worry about. But, you know, if there is a girl that constantly pops up again and again, doesn't mean something's going on, but they could be more than friends.
So my boyfriend's younger brother, he's a very handsome young guy, and he's in college, and he posts with girls constantly, but they're all like different girls. You'll see the same girls like a couple times, but he posts with girls that are his friends.
Like posts or stories?
No, posts.
Okay.
With girls that are his friends all the time. And I think that is a big sign of like, yo, I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell that they're friends based off of the caption or just like if he is posting with multiple girls, then I think that those are all of his friends. And if he had a girlfriend, he would be posting with her, but clearly he doesn't. Clearly he's not intimidated to be posting about a girl. But if it's a lot of different ones, then a lot of times those are just his friends and he is actually single.
And some spy work, ladies. So say he goes to a restaurant, takes a picture of his meal, and he's tagged really, really small, like a girl. You go to her profile, and then you see if they've she's usually more likely to be the one posting of them or like has put him in her stories. And then you're like, oh, like literally that's his girlfriend. Like I outed a guy. He's been pursuing me, asking me out. And he like had a shot, like just a, like a distant, like a location picture, but had a really small tag of a girl. I was like, huh. And so I clicked on the girl. That's his freaking girlfriend, because you go to her page and it's like, oh, love. And a picture of the two of them.
Right.
And so busted.
Mackenzie over here.
You have to. I don't want to step on any toes. I am not I'm not a side piece. No.
Another way to stalk too is if you go on their profile and you can go to photos that they're just tagged in. So if you go to the photos that they're tagged in.
What? Okay.
Yes. So here, if you go onto Instagram.
Okay.
And you go onto someone's profile.
Yeah.
Then you can always see.
Oh, just theirs that they're tagged in.
Yeah. You can see if you swipe all the way to the right.
Yeah.
You can see photos that they're just tagged in. And so you can see who is tagging them in photos and who is persistently doing it. And then a lot of times you will find out. That's how I found out a lot of guys have girlfriends, is I swipe all the way to the right and their girlfriend is posting about them a ton. But they're nowhere to be found.
This is almost as good of the tab they took away that Liv and I loved of who you're following their activity. Insta took that away. Guys around the nation were happy.
I'm glad they removed that. Not because I was hiding anything, but I got so much crap if I liked somebody's photo that wasn't a dude.
That's how me and my friend from high school found out that his dad was liking a bunch of adult film stars. We went to the following page and he like had just gotten an Instagram, and my friend immediately texted his dad and was like, hey, like people can see whose photos you're liking.
like
you should probably stop. And like then he like deleted his Instagram after that.
He's like, I think I got hacked.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now 100.9. That is a bop on the good old TikTok. Her Mackenzie's been on TikTok a lot lately.
Yeah, Lucy just taught me Renegade, learn a new dance, which Liv knows a little bit of.
Yeah.
So I will be doing a lot of TikTok this weekend with Luce. She's awesome, though. She's so quick and amazing, and I'm just trying to keep up.
What
I was
else?
Like, girl, you don't want me in your TikToks. You got this.
What else you got going on this weekend?
So we're excited. We're going to tape our Comcast show after this. We have Dr. Chernoff joining us, so we're going to ask questions that we wanted to know from a top leading plastic surgeon. I think that's going to be fascinating. Then I'm going to go to Eat the Frog Fitness up in Carmel, get my workout on. Then I'm going to pick up Lucy, and she has a girl's night. A slumber party tonight, so mama gets to have a little night of my own. So I'm gonna have some wine, I'm gonna do some masking, I'm gonna watch a movie. I have tons of laundry I gotta do, and yeah, and then basketball tomorrow for her, and Sunday fun day. What about you guys?
Well, I am going to see 1917 tonight.
Ooh, I cannot wait for your
good looking movie. So I'll do that. I'll hang out with a bunch of people, Chad, my buddy, Jason, Chops, and all their ladies. And my wife Lindsay will be there too, so it'll be kind of a fun little date night. That's what I got going on. What about you, Chops?
Yeah, Joe, your friend and all their ladies.
My bad. And guy. I forgot. Sorry.
I'm bringing my boyfriend Cody. We're going to go see that tonight. Hopefully, I'll play some Call of Duty sometime in between there. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm doubles at Sullivan Steakhouse all day.
And Liv the Web Girl.
I have a Cycle Bar class up in Fishers tonight. I'm really excited about it. And then I am heading to my boyfriend's parents' house tomorrow, and I'm really excited because his sister is going to bring her new puppy.
Aww.
And it's like 2 months old, and she is just so precious and so cute. And then on Sunday, we're celebrating his birthday with his family.
Did you figure out what you're getting him yet?
Yes, I've already got him all of his gifts. I've actually already given him one of his gifts, and then I'm saving the other three for his actual birthday, which is a week from this Sunday.
That's awesome. All right, coming up at 12:15, if you want to win some Museum by Moonlight tickets, you can do that with Jules. You just got to guess what's in her lunchbox. For myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.